Number days. Mokim shenekra mimeno avaydes kilulim. Tana rabbono. Haroye malkulis. A person sees the avaydesora of malkulis. We'll see there's a machlokes harishainim. If it's bedavke malkulis, the shame malkulis is Malkulis is a lotion of kilus, and Malkulis is a lotion hepech of kilus. One should not be maskelish zocher. One should not be basker shame avayde zore. The goyim called it kilus, a lotion of shevach, and we call it Malkulis. It's the hepech of shvach. Horoye Malkulis. So one makes a broche. Boruch shenosan erech apayim lo'ivrei ritzoinoi. A person can see that the Ribbono Shel Olam allows that there should exist in the world oivdei avodah zarah. So we make a broche on the gevaldike erech apayim lo'ivrei ritzoinoi. Mokaim shenekro mimeno avodah kechavim. If a person passes by a place that there once was functioning, a base of Avodah Zarah, and now it's Nekar. Oymar, he makes a broche, this is all b'shem u'malchus, borur she'okar akum me'artzeinu. And this is one moke. There could be many other places, but each place is an accomplishment. Borur she'okar akum me'artzeinu, and it comes with a tefillah. Shem shenekro mimokim ze kein teoker mikol amekaimes mikol mekaimes Yisrael. And then this is a bakoshe on the mekaimes. There should not be a mokim that there should be avodah zarah functioning. And then there's a tefillah on the oivdei avodah zarah. V'hoshev leiv oivdeihem la'ovdecha. A tefillah that the oivdei avodah zarah, this is the kanois of Chazal, that the oivdei avodah zarah should become avdei Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, the Yaros Dvash says, the v'chol haminim kerega yoveidu, is a tefillah they should become ois minim. That is the tefillah. V'hoshev leiv oivdeihem la'avdecha, these oivdim should become oivdei Hashem. Rashi says, Leiv oivdeihem al poishe Yisroel mispalo. This is a tefillah al poishe Yisroel. This is not antinoikish and nish, but this is poishe Yisroel. Ubuchutz loretz, ein tzorech loime vahoshev leiv oivdeihem lo avdecho, neisherubo oivdei kechovim. So memela, it seems on goyim we are not mispalo. Klal the tefillas roifei chayle ama Yisrael, tefillas on klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar aimer af b'chutz loretz tzorech loimakei. In chutz loretz one should also say v'hoshiv leiv oivdeim lovdecho b'bnei sha'asidim lehizgaya. Shenemar oz epoich el amim sofa brure. So memele, so there's a bakoshe on the goyim of umis ha'ilam also. Taisvis horoye malkulis, betesefetznan bemokim malkulis tohoche avodes kechovim. The Tesefta does not mention a specific avodes zarah. It says avodes kechovim. Vimkein lav bavke malkulis. So memeila this halacha does not apply to malkulis. Alafi she bemekoymei shel tana hoya oivdim lo. So memeila he mentioned malkulis. But it's a dibur bahayve. Therefore, the Ben Yehuda says, very nice, that the Baraisa starts off, there's two brachas here. There's a bracha boruch shenosan erech apayim loivrei ritzoinoi. So on the bracha of erech apayim, he was dibur bahayve. The erech apayim is on the mokim amakulis. That was the avodah zarah that was functioning bizman atanim. Mokim shenekro mimenu avoides kechovim. Here he doesn't mention Malkulis. Because, mokim shenekro mimenu avoides kechovim, we go back in history. We don't have to look what's noyig now. The heintik avoides zore. Nekah, there were different avodas zarah. So therefore he says him, Mokem shenekah mimen avodas kechav. That's according to this first pshat in Tais. Zva'ata inonu regilim levorech. Levishonu roim oisei b'chol yoy. So memela b'chol hanachol roim omru le'el davim mishloishim yoyim lishloishim yoyim. So since we're rogel to see it keseda, so therefore we don't make a broch. This is one pshat in Tais. So roya markulis, perish ri, seems it's one big Tais, was lo yedana mainoket markulis yoyser mishar avedis kechol. The nearly, so Taisis has now an upshot. The ain't sorech levorech, rak bemokim sheboinim aku. The nosan erech apayim, loivre retsoinoi, is when avoidizor is being built. Oisho hum de sham michodosh, or it's now it's a new avoidizor, lakach noket markulis, Sheroigmim bo avonim b'chol yoyim. The Seder Avoida of Markulis was that they were zoyreik, they were roigim, the Avoida Zore, b'avonim, they threw stones on it. And that was derech avoidosoi. So memele, each day the Avoida Zore grew, the pile grew higher and higher. V'havikim migadil akum. So it's, that's called that the Avoida Zore is growing. Avoloi al akum kevue shom mikaidem. About avodah zarah that was there before, and that avodah zarah, the one doesn't make the bracha shenosan erech apayim. Rabbi Yerushalmi yesh nekra akum mimokem echot v'nitno lemokem acher b'mokem shenitno oimer borach shenosan erech apayim. The new building that moved over to the new neighborhood, we make a broche, shenos narachapayim loiver ritzoinai. Obemokim shenekroi mebor shokar akum in amokim hazeh. But al kaponim, we see that is also an accomplishment. What did we accomplish? Mali hocha, mali hosom. Dor is an accomplishment. It's nekar mimokim hazeh. We should not belittle what was accomplished. It's in someplace else. That's nosan narachapayim. So according to this chart, it's also good, the Shini Aloshin. Nosan Erech Apayim is Dafke when it's being built. So that's a Horeya Malkulis Aime Borsh Nosan. Mokim Shenekro Mimenu, that doesn't have the building. Akira is Akira. So then all Avedis Kechovim Aime Borsh Okar Akum Meyarzain. Dorash Rav Hamnune. Horeya Bovel Horishe. Someone visits Bovel. Tzorech levorech chomesh broches. So there are chomesh broches, one is sightseeing Bovel, there are chomesh shvoches and broches to thank the Rebbeinu Shloilo. Also with Shema Malchus. Ra Bovel oimer borech shehechriv Bovel horisha. Bovel used to be the mighty Bovel that was machriv the Beis HaMikdash, and then Bovel became chorev, borech shehechriv Bovel horisha. Ra beisei shel Nebuchadnezzar, oimer boruch shehechriv beisei shel Nebuchadnezzar haroshe. Ra goiv shel aroyis, oikiv shen haish, where there were nisim, that shiniskadish, shem shamayim ayyedei tzadikim, say with Doniel, and say chananyi mishol vazarye, oimer, so the nusik is, boruch sheoso nisim, the goin says, la tzadikim. That is the nusach. Bor shos anisim la tzadikim ba mokim azeh. In Shulchan Aruch it says that al nes shel odom sheniskadish boi shem shemayim. Like this we learned at the beginning of Horoye, that one only makes a broche on a nes shel rabim, on a nes of Klal Yisrael, a nes of yechidim, so only who, brei or bar brei, but some say a person does not make a nes. A nes Shel Odom, Sheniskadish Boy Shem Shemayim, these Nisim brought about Kiddush Hashem, and this Nes, everyone makes a brocha, Sheoso Nisim Latzadikim, Bamokim Azeh. Roa Markulis, or see the Markulis in Bovel, Oimer Boruch Shenosa Nerech Apayim Loibre Ritzoinoi. Roa Mokim Shenoitlem Mimenu Ofo, the Shaila is, if Bovel was Chorev then, so how do you make the bracha on Malkulis according to Tosfos? Tosfos says you only make it if a bracha on something that's nisgadol b'chol yoim. Unless, even though Bavel was chorev, there still were floating around a few oivdei avodah zarah who were using the Malkulis. Ra Malkulis ayim abor shenosan erech apayim loivrei retzoyne. Ra makayim shenoitlim mimenu ofo. Let us see Rashi. Kivshon shel eish chafiro shehusek bo kivshoinam shel chananya mishoel bazarye. Mokem shenoitlim mimenu ofo. So Rashi yes tu pshotim. Mokem yeish bebovel, she'ein behema yoitze mishon, im ein noisnim olea aofor meyafar ha-mokem. That means it seems when the behema reached this mokem, it was stuck there, unless some of the aofor of the mokem was dug out and put on the behema, and then the behema was able to leave. V'hu simin hashmat u'mikilu loiseo shel bovoli. That means there was a klala on Bovel, that Bovel should be destroyed. So that is a chelik of the destruction. We are digging up the earth of Bovel. So memela brocha has to be made on this. Ubi yisoyit me'arav Rab Yitzchak Re'isi, a different pshat, shenoitlim misham ofal letit lebinyonei hamokim. This was a mokim that people weren't living there. The only purpose was that the offer was taken out for building purposes and other mekaymes. Aber v'sayv sayv oisay mokem ein bo yishuv v'loy zera v'loy netiye. It was a mokem choret. So memele, when a person sees this mokem, oimer boruch, oimer v'oisa goizer u'mekayim. That's the gilsa that it says in the Gemara. It seems he says also with Shema Malchus, Oime v'yaisa geyzer amekayim. Others had a girse boruch, and that's what says in Shulchan Aruch, boruch, oime v'yaisa boruch geyzer amekayim. So the Madana Yontov speaks about it, why do you make two broches? It says you make five broches, it'll be six. He wants to say one pshat. Yeah, you can say one of the two, either oime v'yaisa or geyzer amekayim. Rovek yavachozi chamri deshok le'afro, when he saw chamirim that were taking out offer from Bovel, that was part of the destruction of Bovel. Tarevlu yoda al gabayu, so he went and gave them a pat on their backs. For Omar ruhuti tzadiki lemevad ruuse demoraichu. You should run tzadikim. Fine compliment from Rove, but they're doing the rotzen Hashem, these behemoths, that they're helping in the destruction of Bovel. Mar berei deravine ki avemoti lebovel avishokal afcha besudrei. He would take some offer in the suder vishodi lebron. He throw it out lakayim hashenema v'titeisiyo b'mataate hashmei. That it'll be swept out with a broom of destruction. Omar Rav Ashi anoho derav amnun eloishmiyeli. I didn't know these, that the member of Rav Amnuna, the one makes five broches when one enters Bovel. Ela midatoi berichsinu lekul. He made midatoi all these broches. Omar Rav Yirmiye. So Rav Yirmiye said, Omar Rav Yirmiye ben Alozo, niskalalo Bovel, niskalalu shcheineo. When Bovel became Niskalo, Bovel became a place of this, it was destroyed, it became Chorev. So it was not only a klala for Bovel, but those who were surrounding Bovel also suffered from Chubm Bovel. Niskalo lo Shoimroim, Shoimroim also was Niskalo, Nisbonchu Shcheinel. But the Shcheinim of Shoimroim benefited from the chubin of Shoimrei. Now he explains, Niskalalo bovel, niskalalo shcheineo, dechsi v'samtiye lo moirish kipoid v'agmei mayim. There were wild animals there. So the animals were not only miyuchet to bovel, they went to the shcheinim also. And Agmei Mayim was a very damp mokeim, it was very humid, and there were a lot of shchotzim there, and also they they didn't remain only in Bavel, they went to the Shechinim also. So this was a klole that the Shechinim suffered from. The Shechinim suffered from Churban Bavel. Niskalolo Shemraim, but Shemraim became Chorov, Nisborchu Shechineo. Tachsiv v'samti Shemraim le'i hasode l'matoi korem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Niskalolo Bavel, Niskalolo Shechineo, Kloima oile Rosha oile Shechinoi, Kosak poit chayis vayif Yisroim, Amazikim es Hashchainim, Avli sode matoi korem, Shniskalolo bo'ore Yisroel, Hanoi l'Shechinim. They were able to pasture the behemoths, became, even though no one was living there, but they could pasture the behemoths. They benefited from the Kromim. The Mephoshim say, Amir de Kevot, what is the chilik between, both were klolos, both were chulbim, here the Shechinim suffered, and here the Shechinim benefited. So they say there's Amir de Kevot difference, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes a goy, or the way the Rabbeinu Shloim punishes a Yid. A Einish of a Goy is a gather of Einish in Koloyin. We have to get rid of him. But after the Einish, he's also a Roshe. Pshat is not Pshat that after the Einish he benefits from it. He's deserving of Koloyin. So if he's a Roshe after the Einish, is a Klal Oile Roshe Oile Shechinoi. The punishment of a Yid is l'tayvosai. That means after the einish, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that psal chasidecho l'chaisa yor kiven de miktalo nasu chasidim. That means the einish, since in Yisod Ayid is only bepnimius is good. No, the chitzaynius is a shchayrani, it's a little duchkefalm. So the einish is a gather of a tikkun. So after the einish, it's toiv le tzadik v'toiv le shcheine. After the einish, he's a tzadik, so memeila the shcheinim benefit from his tzidkis. So therefore, the shcheinim of Bavel benefited from this. Chav Tzadik says on the posik, kol amachla shesamte v'mitzrayim le'osim alecho, ki ani Hashem reifecho. So Rav Tzadik says pshat as follows, kol amachla shesamte v'mitzrayim le'osim alecho. The machlas the mitzrayim had, you'll never have. Because they had machlas of destruction. In Ke'ani Hashem Reifecha, when I send a machla to Klal Yisrael, it's l'shem refue, not l'shem destruction. So therefore, that's shot. Those machlas you'll never have. Because this is a machla, Ke'ani Hashem Reifecha. This is a machla that brings with itself refue. For Omar Rav Hamnune, Horoye Uchlusa Yisrael, Oimer, Boruch Chacham Orozim. One makes a broche Chacham Orozim, Lusip Shatsun. Uchlusay Chel Godul Rashi says, Shol Shishim Ribui, Chacham Orozim, Hayedeya, Masha Bulev, Kol Elu. We give a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shloim, who knows what is doing in the lave of all these people. Uchlusay Oivde Kechovim, Oimer, boyshe imchem. There's no shvach in the ribui of goyim. Tana rabbon. Horoye uchlusa Yisrael, oimer boruch, chacham horozim. Shein batom doime ze lo ze, vein pirtsufeim doimim ze lo ze. Before I'll tell you what the Ramban says on this Gemara, the Ben Yehuda says a practical thing. When you have a tremendous ribui, there's taken into consideration she'ein daiton doim ezel ozeh ve'ein parzufeim doim ezel ozeh. The Ben Yehuda says something very interesting. He says, shtel zech fo, if everyone would have the same das. So you mean, so you have 2 million plumbers, because everyone likes to be a plumber. There'd be no carpenter, no farmer, no nothing. Everyone has one track mind. So you would have a churban olam. And if parzufeim would be doimim zelos, that would mamish be a churban. This is Reuven, this is Eishes Reuven. It would be a churban. So there's a broche and the practicality, the whole existence of a rabbim, that a rabbim can function and exist, is because ein parzufeim doimim ve'ein deyaseim doimim. That's a pshat. The Ramban in Teiris Hashem Temima says as follows. He says, he brings down that Moschu Chachomim Echod L'chaveiroi HaKores HaPonim, that there is in Yonim that this was given over to Gedoyla Yisrael, those who were roy to be Nimsar Seidis HaTeire. The Ramban says where the Seidis HaMavurim in Parshas Bereishis. But Masru Chachomim Echod L'chaveiroi HaKores HaPonim, that when one looked at someone else, he was able to tell Vos Tutzach Inneveinig, what he's masig, what he understands, and what he knows. Others say, I think the Shleimer Mishnosai says, Ponim is a loshem pnimiyis, that from looking at the Ponim, you're able to tell what's inside. The inyan yediyazu, so the Ramban says, this yediyah that by looking at the Ponim, one is able to be makir, what he is, what this person is masig, Lomuz b'mesechtes brachas. This is Merumez in our sugya. Horoye uchlusei Yisrael oimer baruch chacham horozim fi she'ein parzoi. So he has the girses according to him, fi she'ein parzofeim shoveis v'loi deyeseim shoveis. So he says as follows. Ki hadas tluye b'parzof. That means that since the das is not shove, each person has a different asoge, is therefore the patsufim are not shove. The kabolas razal, ki loy nivru'u b'shini patsufim, he says, we think it's a tzakets moiridik, like, if you look at the behemoths, all behemoths look the same. You look at people, the same evorim and alzabar. But he says it's not true. It's not true that every person looks different. Bekabolas razal ki loy nivru b'shinui partzufim elo b'samach ribui. There are 600,000 shinui partzufim. That's it. What's the inyan of 600,000? V'ho inyan hazeh koilu kol hadeyos. There are 600,000 oifanim of deyos in asogis. And therefore, there are 600,000 partsufim. Olachein nitna teire beminyin zeh. That's why the teire was given in this minyin. Could be he means there's also 600,000 oisiyas in the teire, and the teire was given lifnei shishim ribui. Elo kidei shetehei miskabeles b'chol adeis. That all deis possible should have their hasogye in Torah. Ulefi shehaboira yisbora. So this number 600,000 is the complete, putting all this together, this is the complete das. Ulefi shehaboira yisbora yoideya daton shal briyis v'yitzrei machsheba yisakel. So when one sees the complete das, this ribuy of 600,000, which this is the das b'shleimus, so one gives a shavach to the Rabbi Nishlom Chacham Arozim, the Rabbi Nishlom knows what's doing Masha Belev Kol Eilu. Ben Zayme Ro Uchlusa Al Gav Malo Bahar Abayis. They were going to be Eilu Regu, and he saw a lechlusa of 600,000. Omar Baruch Chacham Harozim. That was one bracha he made. And then he made a second bracha, Ubaruch Shebore Kol Eilu L'shamsheini. That all these people were created that to be Mishamishmi. Who are Yahima? And he explained this. Kamo Yegiyas Yoga Odom Horishin at Shemotza Pas Lechel. How difficult it was for Adam HaRishon to make a bread. Chorash, v'zora, v'kotzar, v'omar, v'dosh, v'zora, obirer, v'tochan, v'hirkid, v'losh, v'ofe. And then v'achar kach ochel. V'ani mashkim. I wake up early in the morning. U'moitzi kol eilu misukonim lefonai. The bread is delivered to the house. וכמה יגיעס יוגה אודם הראשון עד שמוצא בגד ללבש. גוזז וליבאים וניפץ וניקומדת וטוב וניספינדת רץ ואורג וניוויבדת ואחר כך מוצא בגד ללבש. ונימשקים ומייצא כל אלו מסוכונים לפוניים. כל אומניה שייקדוי סבויס לפסח בייסי, ואני משקים ומייצא כל אלו לפוניים. So he made a broche, boruch shebore kol eilu l'sham sheni. The Poshe Tepshat, the Ben Yayoda says that the purpose of this broche was to be mizdaris himself. That means if he was blessed with all these conveniences, so that means that afsach gutnem and lernen. Adam Arishin didn't have these conveniences, so he spent a lot of time for his necessities. But if the Rabbeinu Shloilom helped him, that he was eichet to all these conveniences, so memela there's a tviya to him that he should use his time for limud haTorah. There's a moira deke Rambam, the Rambam in the Hakdome to Seder Zroim brings down this Gemara, and it's a, the Rambam is a yesod haTorah. And I'd like to tell over the Rambam. The Rambam is in the Hakdome to say this Roy Mitztaf, Talad Omid Beis. The Rambam says as follows. V'nishar bekan shayla echos. He says he was explained what the Tachlis Abriya was. Kvar amartem shechokhma salikis lo imtziye dovo lirik elolinyin. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom created, there's a purpose for it. So he says, the greatest Briye Tachas HaYoreach is the Odom. And the Tachlis of the Odom is to be Dovok in Torah, in Chochmeh. So the Rambam asks Akashe, in Kain, Madua Himtzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol HaAnoshim, Asher Lo Yetzayru Muskel and Apshem. Most people are not Dovak in Torah, are not Oisik in Chochmeh. Most people are Reikim min HaChochmeh, Mevakshim HaTaiveh. And a Chocham is a Yochid Bein Rabim. We find there a Yechidei Skula Hoa HaChochomim. And Lo Yimotze Yala Echot B'Dor Me'adoris. And not all Doris, B'Dor Me'adoris. You can find Yechidei Skula. So the question is, if the Tachlis Abriya was for this Chocham, so why do we have such an enormous world with so many people without any purpose in their lives? So the Rambam says, Hanoshim mehem nimtzo l'shtei sibos. He says, we need these people. Ha'achas liyosam mishamshim le'echodahu. One, we need them to be mishamish. This Chocham. He says, imagine if you have a whole world of Chachomim. So he says, the world would be unable to exist because a person needs many things. So you have to learn how to plow and how to cut and how to be dosh and how to be toichen and how to bake. And you have to go and make a factory how to create the kelim which are used for these pulas. And they'd have to learn how to spin and how to weave in order to make begodim. And they'd have to learn how to make kelim for all these inyonim. And he says, ve'ein b'chaye mishuselach. He says, a person who would live the years of mishuselach, he wouldn't have enough time to learn all these chochmes for all these melochis that a person needs. So when would a person be able to learn? So he says, therefore the Rabbeinu Shlomo created a world, and all these people are busy working and does and fakert. So now the Chocham can, now he doesn't have to go and make his own food and his own clothes, etc. Fine. Then he says, but still ask Akash. So the people who are working in contributing to the Kiyam HaOlam, we understand why we need them. But he says, Harayonu Royim Shaite Uksil, there are other people who are not Chachomim, who Shaikit Boilom, they retired already, lo yigabom, they don't accomplish anything. Vacherem oivdim oisai, others are working for them. Umisaskim basokov, and take care of them. Could be one of their workers is a chochem. Yener is a shoite, and he's not doing anything. People are working for him. He says, so don't think that what this person is having a good time is worthless. Sheminuchis haksil hahu. That what this ksil is not doing anything, k'moy kein oivid u'meichin ha'toiva hu le'isha she'cheifet sabayre le'siteloi. Whatever is being done for him is a preparation that eventually there'll be a ish chocham that will benefit from it. She'af al pi shehu noch b'roiv m'moynei erechusha, even though he's not doing anything, Yitzave l'avodov livnais almoin klil yoifi. But he'll tell his avodim to build a palace for him. Linto yakerem choshuv, to plant a vineyard for him. K'may sheyasa melochim. So what benefit is derived from this palace? Ve'efsher sheyiye ha'almoin ahu mizumin le'ish chosid yavoi ba'aches hayomim. Who knows, hundreds of years later, an ish chosid will come by, v'yechse yoim echad b'tzeil kir min akir yisehim, and will derive benefit from be able to sit in the shade of one of the walls of this palace, v'ye loisibeli notzel mimobis, and that will save his life. K'may she'omar yochin v'tzadik yilbosh. Or perhaps from this keren they'll make one some medicine, and an ish chochom will be nitzel from the wine that was taken from this keren. V'zeh ha'inyin b'yaruch hachomeinu aleihem ha'sholom amru ben zoyme ki ben zoyme yo'imid al harabayis bo yeroye yisrael ha'olim l'choig the eile regel v'oime boruch shebore kol eile l'sholseini. Ki hoya olav ha'sholom yochid b'doirei. Ben Zayma was a yochid b'doirei. And forget, that was the tachlis of the shishim ribui, lishor seini. That is their tachlis. They are kalim for a tzaddik. Rav Dessler says, the inyan 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the first day is adina kashi, and the second day is adina rafi, it's brought down in Zayra Kodesh. This is a shver din, this is a easier din. So Rav Dessler explains that the din kashya is, the din is we dan the person what he himself is worth. And that's, if you dan altzi himself, it's a bitter cheshbin. The second day Rosh Hashanah is maybe altzmai avoida, I'm not roi for the din of Rosh Hashanah. But if through me a tzaddik will benefit, so I am a keli for the avoida of the tzaddik, that's a din rafia. So even though my avoida mitzad atzmoi is not roi lamid bedin, but als keli, als sheiris for a tzaddik, it is roi lamid bedin. That's a din rafia. They bring down that the Rabbi Ber once asked the Briski Rav, Pshatna Gemorna Avoida Zore. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, La'osid lovoi, the Umes Ha'olam will come ledin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe Yishlam will ask him what they accomplished on this world. And they'll say, we built many bridges, we built, and they tell all the things that they did. And
the Rebbe Yishlam will tell them, you are shaitim. Rebbe Ber asked, really, why are they called shaitim? They should be called shakronim. So the Briski Rav answered Rabbi Ber with this Rambam, that really they are not shakronim. Everything that they had accomplished on this world was done for a purpose for the Bnei Torah. The reason they are called shaitim is they can't take the shvach of these pu'ulis since the purpose that they had done it was not l'shem the b'nei Torah, the purpose they had done it was for their own Torah. If there will be soon a Siyam Ashas, Madison Square Garden, that there will be a gewaldike ribui kvoit shamayim, we can realize the purpose why Madison Square Garden was ever built. That al yoda is kadesh shem shamayim.
The Rebbeinu Shalom is mesavev da olam. I once heard from Rav Mordechai Schwab, he said that when the Mira Yeshiva went to Shanghai, so there was a shul that was built, I think, 20, 25 years before in a most remote place. There was no tachlis for this building. And when the Mira Yeshiva came, said Rav Chavka Levinstein, said it was mamish pillay ploy, like it was made to order for all the bochim, all the yungalite, mamish, each one had their seat. And that's what it was. It was made to order for the yeshiva. It was built 25 years before. He had a cholam got to build it. But al koponim, everything is... This l'sham sheni, there's such an inyan takya that the ribuy apulis is a tachlis for the shimush of the ben Torah of the Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi sheim chershim v'zoyrim v'ani moitzi muchan. Kol umayis we have the gilsun yeshoikdeis abayis lepischi asher hoye v'akol boin esloy l'schoyre. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Hu aya oima. Eurech teiv ma hu oima. An eurech teiv, what does an eurech teiv say? Kamo tilchais torach balabayis bishvili. That he takes into consideration all the tilchis that the balabos did for him. Kamo boso hevi lefonai, kamo yayin hevi lefonai. Kamaglusskois hevi lefonai, v'chol ma shetorach leitorach elo bishvili. Avol oirech ra mahu oimer, ma terech tor balabayize, pas achas ochalti, chaticha achas ochalti. What did he give me already? One piece of bread. Koisechot shosisi, kolter shetor balabayize leitorach elo bishvil ishtoi ubono. Al oirech toiv mahu oimer, zocher, you should remember, ki sazgi po oloi. He magnifies that what he did, and he sees the toiv and whatever the balabos did. Asher sheiru anoshim, al oirech raksi, v'lochein yirayu anoshim. The Poshet Pshat over here, the Goyin explains that everything, you can look at it two ways. The Goyin says that there isn't an oni shebaniyim, that's meduke biyisurim, that we could see how many toivis the Rabbeinu Shalom is benefiting him. If one looks in the right way, zecher ki saski poloi, because really we don't realize everything is taken for granted. We don't realize all the toivis we are kaseida getting. But one can take the toivis and instead of magnifying them, in order he should see them, he's marked in them. And that's an oirech ra. This is batsam a yesoid and dan hoge from a person to the Rabbeinu Shalom. How we should look at all the things he's receiving. The Ben Yoyada says, avot, he says, l'chayre the seder is a bissel modne. What oirech toif says, kama bosa hevi lefonai, kama gluskois hevi lefonai. L'chayre gluskois is pas. So l'chayre, first you bring the bread and then you bring the meat. The Seder isn't fakert. But he wanted to show the Hatov of the Balabos. The Balabos wanted to show him how much meat he's serving. He would just bring the bread. So Memele, he'd fill up his stomach before he'd have a chance to eat the meat. So first he brought the meat to show what you don't have to fill yourself up with bread. Then he brought the gluskois. The Shleima Mishnosa, he says, there's a hemshech with this to the Gemara before. The Gemara before is, he says, Be'etzem. The whole inyan of the Gemara before is we have a whole Briya. Their tachlis is for the Adam HaSholem. That is their tachlis. Lemaise, they derive more benefit than the Adam HaSholem. What does the Adam HaSholem need already? Al Kaponim, Afilo we had in the Rambam. So this Osher went and built a palace, and he lived in the palace, and he had a good time, and eventually the Chochem had a benefit from the palace. Even though they derive more, but Yesod, the Tachlis is for the Ben Torah. So Memele, an Oirech Toiv realizes this. That means, even though the amount that the Oirech gets could be as Taka, the Ishtoi, Ubonov, they're having more, but he realizes, Kol Masha Toch Leitoch Ela Bishvili, he looks at it, everything is my Tachlis. You have to have all these people, and they have to have panosa to give them a motivation to do it. But al koponim, the hashkofe is, this is the hashkofe that bore kol elu l'sham sheni. That's if one looks at it that way. Vo'ish b'meishol zokein bo ba'anoshim. We spoke about achlusim, so now we'll speak about yishai. Omar Rove Vitaimer Rav Zvid Vitaimer Rav Oishie Ze Yishai Avi David Sheyotza Beuchluso V'Nichnas Beuchluso V'Dorash Beuchluso. That is Pshat Bo Ba Anoshim. He came with a Ribuy Anoshim. The godless of Yotza V'Nichnas was Yotza Bil Melchome V'Nichnas Meha Melchome with the same amount of people. B'schusoi, no one was killed in the Mulchome. V'dorash b'chluse, that shows the amitius of his teire. He was dorash b'fnei achluse, and no one shlugged them up. So that was the shvach of Yishai. Omar ule noktinon ein uchluse bebovel. There is no uchluse bebovel. So that means that if one sees 600,000 Yidden in Bovel, in Chutz Loretz, one does not make the broche of Chacham HaRozin. The Shleima Mishnose explains, and I think the Tzlach also says the same thing, the way we mentioned before, according to the Ramban, the Inyan of Achlusa is that this is the Shleima Sadas, this is the Das B'Miluai. This could only be witnessed in Eretz Yisrael, which we had Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkim. But in Bovel, even though you would have all these people there, but Machshakim Hashivani Hashem, so there we don't have the complete Das. So therefore, one never makes the Broche. In Tone Ein Uchluse Pchuse Mishishim Riboy. That the that the broch is made is only if there are shishim ribuy. Tano rabono, horoye chachme Yisrael. A person sees chachme Yisrael. Oimer borach shecholak michachmosoi lireyov. Chachme oivdei keichovim. Oimer borach shenosan michachmosoi lebosor vedom. There is a difference between the broche to a chochem echod michachme Yisrael, echod michachme umei sa'ilam. Chachme Yisrael, it's shecholak michachmosoi lireyot. Chere, this is a meire dikeraye to the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, which we mentioned last week, that he says pshat in the Gemara, that the Eibishter gives chochme lachakimim. What are the chakimim? What is the first chochme that a person has to have in order to be zeicha that the Rebbein Shalom should give him chochme? So Chaim Volozhiner says, reishis chochme yiras Hashem. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi yiras shemayim. So in order to be zeicha to chochme, one has to be lireyo. So that's number one. The yireyim get chochmas Hashem. Shecholak Michochmosoi Lireyo. It is the Chochme that the Yireyim get, that's Achelik Alaka Mimal. It's Achelik Kutche Berichu, Vireise V'Yisrael Chatu. So it's one Chelik, it's one part. The Eibishter gives, Mipiv Dasa Svun, the Rebbein Shalom gives achelik mi atzmiyusoi lireyov. That's achelik cholak mi kvoidoi. The chochme that oivdei kechovim have is not achelik of the Rebbein Shlom. It's a matone, like we have by Avram, nosolem matone, shem tume mosolem. It's a dovor nifrod. It's not achelik of the Rebbein Shlom. My Shver Zechayin Lvroche told me he remembers when the Rogatchev Goyin came to Wien, so the whole Olam came together and they said this Broche, Boruch Shecholak Michochmosi Lereye, but was something to witness. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Olam Yishtadol Odom Lorutz Likras Malchei Yisroel. A person should be Mishtadol to run Kneged Malchei Yisrael als Kvoid Malchus. V'loi Likras Malchei Yisrael bevat, al afilu Likras Malchei Oivet Kechovim. There's an Inyan to run to see Kvoid Malchus Oivet Kechovim. What will one... Haroya Malchei Yisrael oimer Boruch Shecholak Mikvoidei Lireyo. A person sees Malchei Yisrael oimer Boruch Shecholak Mikvoidei Lireyo. Also, that is just like the Kvod Hashem is Nitzchiyus, Malchus is also Nitzchiyus. Malchei Oivdei Kechovim, Oime Boruch Shenosa Mikvodoi Lebos Ovedom. And this bracha is said someone who has power to Lahad, Elafilu Likras Malchei Oivdei Kechovim. God asked me to say before, Shecholot Mikvoide LeYireyev, even though they were Malchei Yisrael, they weren't Yireyim, but they were Zeiche. The first Malchus was the Schus of Yireyim. That's how they were also Zeiche to Malchus. Alafil Rikas Malchei Oivde Kechov. Shem Yizke, Yavchin Ben Malchei Yisrael, the Malchei Oivde Kechov. Let us see what Rashi says. Shem Yizke Loilam Habo. V'yire b'chvoid melech ha-Mashiach, yavchin kamo yeser kovid noito schar mitzvah sheishem ha-shoho yekovid u'mizboil ha-mazeh. If one is in the spoil of the kovid they have, one will see the difference of what real kovid is and the kovid that they have. Or kaponim, it's kedai to see their kovid, one to appreciate the comparison. Rav sheishe sagi noir have. Rav Sheshes was blind. Have a ko'ozli kula alme l'kbulei ape malke. Everyone went to be mekabel the melech. V'kom ozl badayu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also went to be mekabel the melech. Ashkecha Yehu Tzedoki. So a Tzedoki saw it. He saw the blind Rav Sheshes is going to go to be mekabel the melech. Omalei, so he told them, Chatzvi lanare. If the person has a utensil that's ganz, that's not broken, so that one should take to the river, he can go and shep water with it. Abokigani, but the person has a broken keli, laya, what does he need? Where will he take it? What benefit can he get from it? Omalei, tochazi, come, you'll see the yadane tveiminoch. I know more than you. You have any boss of a dom and I have any seichel. Cholov gunde kamaise. So the first cat of soldiers passed by. Ki ka'afsho, and there was a tremendous noise. Omalei Yehu Tzedoki, osem alke. The melech is coming. The melech is here. Omalei Rav Sheshes, loikosi. He's not here. He's not coming here. Cholov gunde tinyono. The second cat passed by, ki ka'avsha amalei Yehu Tzedoki, hashtekosi malka. The malka is here now. Amalei Rav Sheshes, loikosi malka. The malka isn't coming yet. Cholav tli soe, the third one passed by, ki ka'shoske. The third cat that passed by, they were very quiet. Amalei Rav Sheshes, pabe hashtiosa malka. Now the melech is going to come. Amalei Yehu Tzedoki, minolocho, how do you know? Amalei de Malchusa de Are Kaim Malchusa de Rikia. The Malchus has one unhugge. The Chsiv, Tseva Mato Bahal Ifnei Hashem Ba'eliyo, Pini Hashem Oiver. The Ruach Doyle Vachozuk Mefare Korim Mishaber Sloim Lifnei Hashem Leiberuach Hashem. That came before, but there the Rabbein Shalom wasn't in the Ruach. V'achar ruach ra, shloi b'rash Hashem. V'achar ra'ash eish, shloi b'eish Hashem. V'achar ra'eish, keil demo medak. Ki osa malko, posach avsheshes v'kol mevorich lei. So avsheshes made a broche. The idea was also considered a riyah, even though this is a brocha that said, Horoye malcha Yisrael. This was a riyah sichli. He realized that the melech was here. Omalei utzadoike, lemanda leichoses leiko mevolches. You're making a birchas a riyah on someone you don't see. Umay havelo dahi tzadoike. What happened with this tzadoike? Ike da'amri chavroyi kachlinu le'ine. Others say his friends took out his eyes. Ve'ike da'amri Rav Sheshes nosan einov boy v'nase gal shalatzomis. Rav Sheshes took care of him. Nosan einov boy v'nase gal shalatzomis. I once saw a Rabbeinu Bechai ala teire. He says pshat na posik in Keheles, Bekeya eitzim yisokim bo. The posik pshat is that Bekeya eitzim, if a person is chopping wood, yisokim bo, he gets warm with it. That word, that's a very good exercise. But the Rabbeinu Bechai says a very interesting pshat. Bekeya eitzim, the ha'odam eitz ha'sodeh, and this eitz is dovek to the Torah, to eitz chayim ilamarzikim bo. A person is dovek to Torah. And if a person separates these two eitzim, that means a person shters his dveikos yisokim bo. That's a tremendous sakon. He doesn't realize what he's doing. To shter the dveikos of a Talmud Chochem and Torah, that's dangerous. That's playing with a live wire. And Torah Advarim Rabbeinu Bechai says, That's pshat all the time, nosan einav boy v'nasa gal shalatzomis. That means, if Yena was geirim chalishis hadas, so if he was geirim chalishis hadas to me, so that was the bechina of boykeya eitzim. That means his dveikas and teure had to lessen al kaponim because of the chalishis hadas. Yisokein bom. So that's a gewaldike sakone. The Ben Yehuda says, Nos neina boi v'nasa gal shalatzomis, he says, by these inyonim, he didn't die stamazay, the bosa was nirkav, there was only left over atzomis. He looked like he was dead for years already. Rab Shile nogdei lahu gavre debor mitzres. Rab Shile gave malkes to a person who was boyel amitzres. Ozal ochir beikutze beimalke. So Yene, he didn't want to take this klep mzist. He's going to show Rab Shila. So he went to the Melech and he told him this Yedat Megishlogim. He masel. Omar and he said over Ike Chad Gav Rabbi Yehudoi the Kodayin Dine Buloi Hermana de Malke. A person is being done a din Buloi Hermana de Malke without reshus from the Malchus. This is a merid in the Malchus. Shodar alay pristike, so they sent a soldier to him. Bekitzer, they brought him. Ki osa omru lay my time and not to say lahai. Why did you hit him? What right do you have to hit him? Amalahu, the bo al chamarte. He was boil al chamoyer. It seems in those days the chaymer advorim of that, they also understood. The goyim understood. Amru lei, islach asadi, do you have the proof, do you have edim? Amru en. Also, Eliyo adamalei ke'inish va'asit. Eliyo came and adamalei ke'inish va'asit. Then you know, there's a whole people, they needed two edim. Maybe Rab Shila was mitztarev, or maybe Eliyo came again. Adamalei ke'inish, he could be adamalei ke'inish. Bekitza, amru lei, Ihochi Bar Ktolu. So this person is Chayiv Misa. So what was Pshat in hitting him? Amaluhu, so he told them, Anan miyoyme de golina ma'arin. Leslan Rishus and Lemiktal. Fakert. I agree with you. Izichachayev Misa. But we don't have permission. Fakert. We don't have Rishus. After, since we're in Golis, we don't have permission to kill. At and my de beisu navidube. But whatever you want to do, you should do. Fakert. So the Ben Yoda explains that he told them, like, this person is Chayiv Misa. I never made a din. He said the Kodain Dine. If he'd be Mechuyiv Malkes, that would be an Oynish. So Memele, so then you could say it's a din. He's Mechuyiv Misa. So what I did, sometimes I gave him a slap in the face. I mean, there's no semblance of what I did to what he's Mechuyiv. So Memele never did a din. So Memele, I'm innocent. Adama'ini baby dini. So they started to bring ma'ayin, what misa to give him. Moichadik, azah chesed, also kigang in gut, elianovikum. Posach abshila va'oma, locho Hashem, agdula va'agvura. Ah. Omrelei, my comrade, what are you saying now? Omrelei, hochi kamine. He said, berichach mone, I'm giving a shevach to the Rabbein Shloilom. The Yoiv Malchusa Ba'are Ke'im Malchusa Derekiye. That there's a Malchus on this, if I hear you're interested in killing him, so there's a Malchus on this world, that's Ke'im Malchusa Derekiye. The Yoiv Lechusha Tone, he gave you power, the Rach Midina, and you love Din, you love Mishpats, I gave a Shvach to the Rabbein Shalom, Baruch Hashem, those that are in power, appreciate Din. Omru, chavive yale, yekore de malchuse kule, hi, you appreciate the malchus so much, you give a shevach to the Rabbein Shalom. Yovele kulfe, so they gave him a makel. Omrule, doin dine, fakert. They made him, they gave him the opportunity that he could also be done. If he appreciates the malchus, so they gave him a kulfe. Kavin nofik, so Baruch Hashem, that was a close call, but was far from finished. Kavin nofik, omaleya hu gavre, this yid who knew I was flying over here, he said, the Ovid Rachmona nisa l'shikri, the Rabbein Shalom makes nisim for sheker, you said a sheker, I was boyu lachamoyer, the Ebishter makes nisim l'sheker. Hoche omaley, roshe, Amalei Roshe lav chamri ikru, te kult chamoyrim. Tachsiv asher b'sar chamoyrim b'sorem. What do you mean? That's true. I told him the truth. He was boil chamoyr. Because the Mitzrayim are called chamoyrim. Oh, so this Yid, so you call them chamoyrim. Chose de kozer lemeimru de kerinu chamri. So now, Yed Rav Shila. He's going to tell them that Rav Shila called them chamoyrim. Oma hay roidefu. Oh, so now he's a roidef. Vateira oma imbo laholgecho hashkem laholgoi mochye bekulfe vekotle. No, he had the shtekin in the hand. So memele, he killed him. So the mefoshim bring a rai from this gemore, even though he had the kulfe before. Before he also was a roidef. Before he also wanted to kill him. He went when he was a mosul and malchus. He also wanted to kill him over there. But al kaponim, the whole din of a bol laholgach hashkim vaholgoi, that is only if it's negeya that he might get killed, so a bol laholgach hashkim laholgoi. But since lemaise his plan became bottle, so he had no right to kill him for the previous pula. But now he wanted to kill him again, so memeil, so he killed him. Al tzroide. Oma, hoyel vis avidli nise bahai kro, dorshinolai. Since a ness occurred to me with this posik, so I'll darshin this posik. Lucho Hashem agdula. So, the Mephoshim explained what pshat a ness occurred with this posik. Lachair, the ness occurred before. The ness was Eliyahu HaNavi came. That was the ness. So what, a ness occurred with this posik. So he said, no, this ness occurred with the posik. How did he get a hold of the kulfa? The kulfa he got because he had said Lecho Hashem Agdule, and they asked him shat, and he told them Apshetel, he's giving a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that there's such a malchus that's oyev mishpot. So fakert, the whole kulfa, the whole ness of the kulfa came about to this posik of Lecho Hashem Agdule. No, if Lecho Hashem Agdule, daf ich darshin in der posik. Lecho Hashem Agdule zu maise bereishis. This is going on maise bereishis. V'cheinu oimer oisei gedoilois ad ein cheker. V'hagvure zu yitzies Mitzrayim. This is yitzies Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'yar Yisroel asayad agdoilo asherosa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Gvure goes on the tremendous koyach hadin, the onshim that were b'shas kriyas yamsuf, as we say in the Goda, hamni makis the were alayom v'alayom lakumasayim makis. So that's gvure, that's the koyach hadin. V'yar Yisroel sayod agdoilo asherosa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Vatif eres zulchamo ulovona sha'omdoloi li Yeshua, shenema vayidaim ha'shemesh v'yareyach omad, and Tiferes is a lotion of shvach, that the whole world was mefoil the Rebbeinu Shloilom on this nes. V'hanetzach zu mapoloson shel roimi. This is the mapola of roimi, V'cheinu Eimer V'yeiz Nitzchom Al B'godai. The Tzlach says Zuma Paloson Shal Botzro. This is the of Edoim, and shall in that's a Loshen Netzach, because after this Mapola there won't be any Golis anymore. That'll be the end of all the Golis. So that's Nitzchi is already. This is already Netzach. Vahoid zu milchemes nachlei arnoin. The Goyin says, Hoid is a loshen of Eido in Shire. Shenemar, Oken Yoimer, Beseifu Mechames Hashem Ezvar Besufo. And this is the Shire that was sung by Nachlas Arnoin. Kichil ba shemayim v'oretz zu milchemes Yisro. Shenema min ha-shemayim nilchamu ha-keichov mim siloisa. Locho Hashem ha-mamlocho zu milchemes amolek. Mamloche, the Goyin explains, is a lotion that the Eibishter is mamlech others. Is b'shas mechies amolek, so then Klal Yisrael b'zeiche te malchus. The malchus of Klal Yisrael, malchus of amolek, cannot exist together. So b'shas melchemes amolek mechias amolek is then will be l'choshem amloch. V'chein ho'imer ki yod al keis ko si rashi shum derai from the posik. Amisnasei zum melchemes goig umogoig. V'chein ho'imer hineni elecho goig nesi roish meshech v'tubo l'chol l'roish. Omar Rav Chanon bar Rove Omar Rav Yochanan. Afilu reish gargise min shamaya monule. That any position, any srore, even the smallest srore, the srore of becoming a foreman over chayfer boires, it is a srore that min shamayim is given. Mas nisen tonem mishmei derabbe kive. L'cho Hashem Agdule zu kriyas, that's l'cho misnase l'cho l'roish. This is another pshat. Misnase l'cho l'roish, that all roshim, the Rebbein Shalom is the one that makes them roshim. Tone mishmei d'Rabbi Kiva. L'cho Hashem Agdule zu kriyas yamsuf. Then so we say v'yaras yosei yod agdoilo. V'agvure zu makas b'choyres. V'atif'eres zu matn toire. Netzach zu Yerushalayim. Siv Sechomim wants to say, why is Netzach Yerushalayim Epsarai to the Shita Sarambam? Even though Kedushas Haoretz was not Kitchel Losid Lovoi, but Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel Losid Lovoi. So that's the Kedusha of Netzach. Vahoid zu Beis Hamikdosh. The Beis Hamikdosh is a mokim of Haido and Shirei Svisish Boches. Rashi gunde kat verach medine oyavin no we have to be for the previous rashis chatzil anara kadna shleim hoichem lanar lishev mayim kigani laya ashvurim laichem kloima lema hoichem, what purpose do they have to go vav ato shato sume v'loy tereyu laichon teilech. Gunde kat. Verachmi dina oyavim mishpot. You love mishpot. Kechlinu le'enai nokru le'enov. Kulfo mako le'radois. Ha'teira omro imbo le'holgecho hashkem le'holge. Where do we see this din? In b'machteres imotze ganov lefi shebo al iske nefoshes. The ganov is going with an intent to kill. Sheyideyo shemimotze v'simtze'enu chayitze le'samib atzmecho me'la'atzom ha'moincho. That is the normal instinct of a person to protect himself. Vuhu bo ledaskein. So what's his whole work over here? Realizing that the bailam will be oimed kenegdei. Sheyokem alecha v'yargecha. Amra teira hashkeim ato v'hargeim. Hamamloche zu milchemes amolek d'chsiv bo kisei malchus. He says this will bring out the malchus shamayim. Kiyod al case kol kloima al yedei mulchama la Hashem ba molek is ale kisei the kisei malchus of the Rebbein Shlom. That's what Rashi says. Hamisnasei medachsiv loshen nesiyis mashma al nesiroish meshech vesuvo lechol roish misnasei lechol roish lechol hokein liyes leroish hu misnasei kloima shehu geizer umamidoi. Reish gargise, boir, gargise is a boir. Is a memuna ala chayfrim chavireis lemaloisa mayin de lahashkis behem so they say him. So memele, so that of his misnasi lachol roish, the Rebbeinu Shalom is the misnasi on this also.